It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for tri-state residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles and Lake Havasu City, to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Welcome to a Taco Tuesday. It's July 30th. This is Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. I'm Larry Tuneforce, your host each weekday. And each weekday, the show is brought to you by Perkins Family Restaurant, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Barron's Pest Solutions, Martin Swanee Hyundai and Kingman, Gene Jeffrey Salon and Day Spa in the Riverside Casino, Legacy Rehab and Care Center up on Silver Creek Road, and Atco Transmission and Auto Repair right behind Hobby Lobby. I gave you the phone number a second ago, but again, it's 702-298-1063. If you have any questions for our guests, and we have Lori and Ken Deshane. Deshane. Oh, I should turn up your microphone there. Deshane, right?
Yes, okay. That's correct.
All right. So, and they just happen to have this little title to a business in Bullhead City called Culver's.
Yay.
Yeah, and we watched it grow. And we waited, and we waited, and of course, with construction in Bullhead City, nothing happens on time. But you guys already know that, because how many times did you push back your opening?
A few.
Yeah. I mean, you had no choice, because I added on to my home. I added one room called our cave, and remodeled the kitchen, and it took 9 months.
My goodness.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. You know, so when you guys keep saying, "Oh, we're going to be open here," then
a lot of people laughed at us.
Yeah, well, you know, you guys were optimistic, so
we were.
But now you've been open 8 months.
Oh my gosh, no! February 4th was our opening. So what is that? 5 months?
Oh, 5 months.
Almost six months.
Mark next week.
And you're everywhere, both of you. You were at the Western Auction.
Oh my gosh, yes, yeah. Western Auction.
Ken was dressed up as the sheriff. I know, those are great pictures. He had his little hat on and everything. He looked just like he was ready to arrest people in the room.
He may have if I would have let him.
So now, what brought you two to Bullhead City?
Well, we vacation a lot in Havasu. Okay. For several years, we would vacation with some friends down there. Some good friends of ours own several Culver's.
Oh, okay.
And so we wanted to, and I was her accountant. My friend has nine. Eight Culver's. So I was her accountant about 13 years.
So during those 13 years, you're looking at what Culver's do and what they make, and you're thinking, wow, why am I doing her books?
Well, that did cross my mind, but it's more about the philosophy of Culver's and the family and helping people, not just kids, but older adults succeed in life. So that's what we wanted to do, and that was the environment we wanted to get into, and they have great food.
Yeah.
So that was our philosophy of going forward and helping people.
So they met your philosophy, basically.
They did.
Yeah.
That's a good way to put it, Larry.
Well, what you just said was that's what you wanted to do, so, you know, their philosophy and your philosophy matched up.
Yep. So they gave a choice. We wanted Arizona to come to. So there's not a lot of areas in Arizona that were open for the Culver's for us to come into. They gave us a choice of Phoenix and Kingman and Bullhead City. So we grabbed Bullhead City because it's so close to Havasu where we knew. So small.
And the river.
The river. Yeah. But the small town community is really what drove us because we're from a small town in Wisconsin. So it really fit well.
So you like the small town atmosphere.
Absolutely.
You walk into the Western Auction and you know 40% of the people in the room.
This is true. Yeah. Not only that, but I've seen deals done with handshakes.
Oh, yeah. Right there at one of your tables, probably.
Yep. You can't beat that.
No.
People just stay true to the words.
They do. This is, you know, I've been here 39 years, so I've watched the community grow up. But for years, that's that's a, what everything was in this town was a handshake. You know, yeah. We'll do this, and I'll do that, and you'll do this, and that's how business was done.
Yep. You know, a little slow, but they keep their word.
Yeah. You know, and so, and then you decide to build a Culver's.
Yes.
And become the owner of a Culver's.
Yes.
And
we love it. We it's met. It surpassed our expectations for this community. And I'd like to see more come into our community and watch it grow more, but yeah, we're happy right now.
Well, we're going to get a Burger King, so that's but there it'll be go. A long way from you. It'll be up by Safeway.
I still support it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yep. There's enough for everybody. Just yesterday, somebody was telling me, we need more places to eat around here. I'm going, really? Mm-hmm. You know, because Havasu has a gazillion.
They do. You know,
nobody has as much as Havasu, I don't think, per square foot.
This is true.
Yeah. I mean, and then on Main Street, they got, a dozen bars, you know. And so we're not quite there, but we got good restaurants.
We do.
So now, the custard. Why custard and why not ice cream?
Well, Larry, let me tell you the difference between custard, frozen custard, and ice cream is frozen custard is a premium ice cream. It has less air in it, so it's more dense,
right?
Which makes it more creamy when you eat it, and we also have a higher fat content. We have egg yolk in custard, and we make it fresh in the restaurant all day long, small batches, so it's always fresh for you.
Oh.
And when you have to have some at home, we do sell the pints,
right?
Pints of custard to go also.
And speaking of the pints, you just did a promotion with Valiant with. Everybody who donated blood, you gave a pint of blood,
you got a
certificate for a pint of frozen custard.
This is true.
How many certificates have come in so far?
We probably have about 75 of them that have come in so far. But we really expected 300, so they're still going to come in.
They're
we just ended about a week ago.
I know. And I went to go give, because I've given, I think I'm at gallon 12.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, I've been given since I moved here 39 years ago.
Thank you for that.
Yeah. And they said my iron was too low, so I couldn't give. And I went, well, that's the first time I've ever been rejected.
Well, come on over by me. I've got some red meat. You can have a couple burgers.
I know. That's what I thought. You know, gee, I don't eat enough red meat. Are you kidding me? You follow me around at lunch every day. I know. Especially when you're in sales, you got to eat and go.
This is true.
So you don't have time to go to a restaurant and sit down.
And that's one thing, too, I wanted to bring up, and I don't want to forget, is a lot of people don't know we have a drive-through.
That's true.
So there you go. Put it out there. We do have a drive-through.
Well, and your drive-through has got, like, little stations afterwards so you can pull forward, and they hang your number, just like when they hand you one. They hang it on your doorknob, and so then they bring it right out to your car.
You know? And we're real careful about that. Some people don't like us to hang it on their door handle, and that's fine. We can put it on their window. Some people put it on the roof of their car.
Okay. I forget about
it. Some people drive off with them, and I find them on their desk the next day when I go visit them.
Which reminds me, you guys started something new because you bought a UTV, and you started
from Eagle Motorcycle.
Yeah.
Fabulous, Joe and Michelle.
Yeah, they're great people. Joe was on a couple months ago because he's all involved in the chamber, too.
Yes.
You know, he's like he was chairing their Ways and Government and Affairs Committee.
That's what he's on.
On Thursday mornings or whatever. And so you bought that and you said, well, you might just see us show up and bring custard for your lunch at your business.
This is true.
And the first one you did was who?
Oh, my gosh. I don't remember the first one. I'm sorry, we don't have business with
Was it the police department?
They weren't the first one, but we did have the police department.
I remember seeing that video on Facebook that you go walking in and delivering it in a nice big ice chest, you know, so enough for everybody.
Yep, Ace Hardware supplied us with a Yeti, and that's what keeps our custard frozen, so thanks, Ace. It's wonderful. The last one we did was Goodwill in Bullhead City.
Oh, okay.
And this was in cahoots with Jackie over at
the Laughlin Chamber.
Yep, the Laughlin Chamber of Commerce over here in Laughlin, and she just comes up with some fabulous ideas.
She has a lot of energy.
She does.
Her and her dog.
Yes.
She's got a dog everywhere she goes.
But John from Bullhead Chamber of Commerce, too, has got a lot of amazing ideas and a lot of energy, and just what a fun guy
he is. Well, they're both baby chamber directors. You know, they're still in their infancy. And so they come up with a lot of new ideas and take off with them.
Yep.
You know, so like our Oktoberfest, you know, we got that coming up in the end of September.
This is true. We are sponsoring the Kids Zone.
Oh, good.
For Oktoberfest.
Good.
So bring your kids, come on out.
That's a busy place. They have a lot of water slides in there.
We'll keep the kids busy. And,
yeah.
And we'll have Scoopy there.
Of course. Yeah, you got to have Scoopy there. Do you get a Scoopy? Does every store get their own Scoopy?
They cost quite a bit of money if you wouldn't believe how much those things are. No, not every...
It's kind of like Santa Claus.
Yeah.
You get to keep the dream going here.
Yeah. Well, and at Bullhead Fire, I purchased one time this inflatable firefighter. You stood inside of it, and it's huge. It's like...
That sounds fun.
12 feet tall.
Oh, my gosh.
It says Bullhead Fire on it. It's like the firefighter shirt, and it's got their turnouts
on. The suspenders.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds fun.
But it's 12 feet tall, and... When you're walking inside there, it gets a little warm.
Oh, ours too. We just bought the crew ice vest.
Yeah, that's what you need.
I mean, not that there's anything inside there. It's Scoopy, and Scoopy is alive
and
warm.
Well. Yeah, it's warm in there. That's because you're in the. It's like being in a.
Larry, I gotta stop you. Scoopy is alive and well, and there's nobody inside Scoopy other than his heart. He's got a big Culver's heart.
A big Culver's heart?
Yes. Blue instead of red.
Fed and generalized by custard.
And curds.
Yeah, cheese curds. Yeah. I haven't had cheese curds yet.
Do you know what a cheese curd is?
No, I have no clue.
Well, cheese curds, Culver's cheese curds, are white and yellow cheddar, and they're lightly breaded and then deep fried.
Oh.
Deep fried goodness.
We'll have to try those next time.
We will have to try that.
Like in place of fries type thing?
You can.
Yeah?
So you can get a value basket. Instead of getting fries, you can get cheese curds or onion rings. There is a small upcharge for those.
Oh, yeah. Everything's extra.
Well, some things aren't. Let me tell you, a lot of people don't know this. So our value baskets, you can switch out your fries for soup, salad. What else do we have, Ken?
Chili.
Chili? Soups.
But
Not right now, but maybe in a couple of months.
Yep.
Three or four months.
Well, we have mashed potatoes and green beans and coleslaw.
Oh, wow.
A lot of things people don't know that we have. And pretty soon we're going to be getting, I don't know if I can say this on the radio, but we're going to be getting broccoli with a cheese sauce.
Okay.
With or without the cheese.
Rumor has it.
Does rumor have a date?
This year?
Oh, okay. It's not being done by a construction company, so you still give it lots of time. That's good.
This is true.
Right.
We've learned.
So those are things that you normally don't find at a fast food restaurant. You know,
we try to take ourselves and set ourselves apart from fast food.
Yeah.
So we call there's a whole new service now called quick service restaurant.
Uh-huh.
So you're not a sit-down dine-in where you get the linen and the menus, but you're not a typical fast food. You're a quick service.
Right. I think back to the first In-N-Outs that they built in California. They had no place to sit down. They were just two drive-thrus.
Oh, sure.
And they were about the size of this studio, actually, with drive-thrus on each side, and that was it, you know. But that's what made them famous.
Yep.
You know, now they're, nine states or something like that? They're growing.
I may own a Culver's, but I still eat at In-N-Out every once in a while.
Yeah.
And In-N-Out, I see them in our restaurant, too. So
we rib
each other a little bit.
Yeah. You got to eat around.
Yeah.
You can't eat Culver's all the time. Just like Rick that owns Perkins. He can't eat Perkins 24-7, 365.
No, we eat at Perkins and JP Pub. And we eat everywhere, too.
Yeah. Well, we have a lot of good restaurants in Bullhead City.
Absolutely.
So we're very fortunate. Very fortunate. Okay, let us take a break, and when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about Culver's.
The Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City is a 4-star skilled nursing facility designed to help patients with their long and short-term skilled nursing needs. Legacy prides itself on its attention to details and individualized care. Stop by and see for yourself. Legacy is under new management and is locally owned and operated. The Legacy Rehab and Care Center, 2812 Silver Creek Road, or call 763-1404. Don't miss a beat. Get back on your feet with Legacy Rehab.
Meet Jenny.
Honey, we saved over $80 this month on groceries alone.
Jenny saves money at the grocery store using printable coupons from the Co-op Connections program.
Wow, how'd you save all that money?
It's easy with Co-op Connections, the program that helps you save big on groceries and household items with coupons.com.
It's all thanks to Co-op Connections.
And best of all, it's free to Co-op members just like Jenny and you.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity employer and provider.
Welcome back to Perkins. Having your usual?
Actually, no. I'm in the mood for something Southwestern.
Like our Santa Fe shrimp omelet?
On second thought, got anything Italian?
Shrimp pasta primavera.
Hmm. What about Cajun?
How's the Bayou shrimp skillet sound?
Tough choice. They all sound shrimply the best.
Put a tasty twist on summer with Perkins' limited-time shrimp menu. Enjoy a Santa Fe shrimp omelet, shrimp pasta primavera, and more. Only at Perkins.
There's an epic summer clearance at Martin Swanee Hyundai. Today, get a beautiful brand new 2019 Santa Fe or Tucson with 0% interest and payments for 72 months. Pick your color, pick your interior, then picture your family in a brand new Hyundai SUV backed with America's best 100,000-mile warranty. Ask about extra rebates for retired military, first responders, and current Hyundai owners. See the selection at Martin Swanee Hyundai, Stockton Hill Road, Kingman, or see martinswanteehyundai.com.
A reverse mortgage can increase your cash flow and allow you to improve your financial security by helping you extend the life of your retirement savings. Hi, I'm Suzanne Cosley, your reverse mortgage specialist with Mojave State Bank. Using the proceeds from a reverse mortgage can relieve you from monetary pressures and allow you to take control of your financial future. When considering if a reverse mortgage loan may be a smart financial solution for you, please contact me, Suzanne Cosley, with Mojave State Bank.
Mojave State Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back. It's Taco Tuesday, and it's Speak Out 2.0, brought to you by Perkins Family Restaurant, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Barron's Pest Solutions, Martin Swanee Hyundai and Kingman, Gene Jeffrey Salon and Day Spa and the Riverside Casino, Legacy Rehab and Care Center, and Atco Transmission and Auto Repair. And if you have a question for Lori or Ken, you can give us a call at 702-298-1063. We're going to wrap this up here in a few minutes. But, you know, most people think of fast food and they think, oh, hamburger, fries, and sure. With you guys, you've got hamburger, fries, and custard. But you do a lot more than that, and a lot more than just the average hamburger.
We do. Thank you for that. So we have our, of course, everybody has their tenders, but we have buffalo tenders, too, which are extremely spicy to me. So you spicy lovers, come on in and try that. We also have veggie burgers. A lot of people don't know that. So we have veggie burgers. Yep, we actually put them on the grill and sear them, so they got that kind of a burger kind of taste to them.
Oh, good.
We also have the gluten-free buns for those who need to have that in their diet. Yep.
Don't forget the fish dinners, roast beef dinners, salads.
Yeah.
Full
menu. Like I said, that's a menu you don't expect. So
yes.
At a drive-through, you know, that's exciting.
We have a lot to offer. I just want to mention, too, there's a couple of national days coming up. So National Root Beer Float Day is August 6th, Tuesday, August 6th. We have a dollar off.
Can you do a root beer float with custard?
You betcha.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yes, we can. We have Vanilla Custard Day, which is Saturday, August 17th.
Yeah.
Then we have National Banana Split Day, which is August 25th.
Ooh.
We have those, too.
Yep.
Yeah?
Yep. So we have some cool things coming up. We have a couple new flavors I can't talk about. We have four new ones, but some of you have already tried the Lemon Crumble and the Midnight Toffee.
And then you have a special every month with one that's on sale or something, or special custard for the month?
Well, not custard for the month, flavor of the day, they call it.
Oh, flavor of the day.
So we have vanilla, chocolate, and then every day we have a different feature, which is our flavor of the day.
Oh, I see. Okay. So every day you feature a different flavor.
We do feature a different flavor.
You got to read the sign when you drive by.
You do.
Yeah.
If you have a favorite, though, if it's not your flavor of the day, you can always get a pint of that specific flavor.
Okay. So you can come in and go, I'll just take a pint of that to go.
Mm-hmm. If we have it in stock, because they really fly out of that restaurant pretty quick.
Oh, I'm sure. There's always a line at the drive-thru.
Yes.
When you're going down 95, you just happen to glance over and you go, wow. six people getting Culver's tonight.
The crazy thing is a pint of Culver's is, we have it priced at $4.79. $4.79.
Oh, all right.
But you can buy a party pack for $10.99. So you're going to get four for $10.99. And then we have these little Culver coolers to go that fit the party packs for $5.99, I believe.
Oh, my God.
If you buy a party pack, the cooler, every time you bring that in, you get a dollar off that $10.99 party pack feature. So it'll become $9.99.
Right. And in the summer, you need that little cooler. Because otherwise it'll melt.
Yep. Oh, and we have lemon ice, too. If you haven't tried our lemon ice, come in. Lemon ice is very tart, very refreshing. Mix it with any berries, blackberries, strawberries, mango, blueberries. It kind of, the sweetness will offset that little tartness. But
I like it.
That's only till September.
You know, talking about exciting things, I happen to know. The Arizona Cardinals are hiding 100 footballs around our state.
I heard.
And Radio Central, because we carry a Cardinal football, we're hiding three for them.
That is awesome.
One in Havasu, one in Kingman, and one in Bullhead. And I'm happy to say, I can't tell you where, but it's within a mile of your store.
Really?
Come Friday.
Come Friday. Everybody hear that. Come to the store, get your lunch or dinner, and go look for that football.
Exactly. See? Have lunch, and then you're charged to go search for a football.
Now, these regular leather NFL footballs,
are they special? And they have Cardinals on them.
Oh,
and,
my gosh.
And three of them will be gold. I don't know how you do a gold football. You should just dip it in spray paint, right?
I guess so.
Right? I don't know. You know. Anyways, three of them will be gold, which means you get... you get to go to a preseason game for free.
Wow.
Yeah. And then
Willy Wonka.
But of those three, they're going to draw one of them, and they'll get to go to a regular game, too. So somebody gets to go to two games for finding a football.
So this starts Friday?
Yeah.
Within a mile of the Culver's restaurant.
Yeah.
I'm in.
You're in? Okay.
Keep
so,
your eyes open.
If you see Lori out walking with a flashlight Friday night, looking around everywhere.
I'm not scorpion hunting. I'm looking for football.
She didn't lose her ring. She's looking for a football, yeah. And it have to be outside in plain sight. So.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
How fun.
I know. So tell everybody, if someone's listening and they haven't been to Culver's yet, where are you located?
We're located in the over by Target in the Mojave Crossroad Plaza, which the address is 3699. Highway 95.
Right.
You can't miss us. We're right off Highway 95 in the parkway.
You can see it from the highway.
Absolutely.
Yep. And then if somebody, can you call in an order and then pick it up?
Absolutely. So our phone number, unfortunately, we get really busy, so the phone may not get answered right away. But our phone number is 928-278-4218.
Okay. So they can call in, but you may get a recording, and don't call at 5 o'clock. You know, call
or 12:15.
Yeah, don't call at 12:15. No one's going to answer the phone. They're going to be busy.
You can call in. We can actually set the order for you to pick up even an hour later.
Okay. Soon you'll have an app, and you can do it all on the phone, right?
Rumor
control. We got to keep on top of that, don't we?
We are on that, and that should be implemented pretty soon within the
all
year.
All right. Thank you both for coming in and telling everybody about Culver's.
Thank you, Larry, for having
all right.
us.
You guys have a super day and a great weekend coming up.
You too.
Nowadays, honest mechanics are a rare commodity. ATCO Transmission and Auto Repair, a family-owned and operated shop where the guys truly care about getting you back on the road. Look no further than their customer reviews. Summer is here and isn't letting up. ATCO Auto offers AC service for $19.95 plus Freon. Brake jobs are only $139.95 and tranny service now only $99. When you need the best auto repair, brakes or air conditioning service for your car or truck, call on ATCO Auto Repair in Bullhead City, Arizona, 928-444-1150.
Nasty bugs in your home or business? No fun. Barron Pest Solutions can solve your problem. Pet-friendly treatment that turns bugs, termites, spiders, and scorpions away from your home or business. The last thing you want is visitors or customers seeing something crawling across your floor. Call Barron Pest Solutions today. Bugs gone tomorrow. How simple is that? Call 758-5499. Barron Pest Solutions, solving your bug problems. Barron Pest Solutions. Quality, experience, family.
Are you looking for new and better equipment? Horizon Community Bank provides competitive rates for equipment leasing and loans. This gives business owners the advantage of delivering products and services to clients faster and more effectively. HCB leasing program allows up to 100% financing, low payments, and protection from rising interest rates. Before you decide, talk to the local business experts who are part of your local community. Horizon Community Bank in Havasu, Mojave Valley, Parker, and Quartzsite. Member FDIC.
Joe saw an old boat for sale on the side of the highway. It looked decent until he saw that nasty-looking interior. Joe made a lower-than-asking price offer, and he got the boat. He took it to the upholstery shop in Bullhead City. They did the carpet, engine covers, seats, and rails inside the boat look like new. In just a few days, the boat's value increased right along with Joe's ego. Take it to Dave Miner at the upholstery shop. Highway 95 across from Carl's Jr. in Bullhead City. It's worth the drive.
There's gold in them there closets. That's right, your closets, your drawers, your jewelry boxes. And no one, I mean no one, pays more for gold and silver than good old Sam at Sam's Shooters Emporium. Why trust some fly-by-nighter holed up in some hotel for a couple of nights only to hit the trail with your loot when Sam's Shooters Emporium guarantees the best prices for gold and silver, including coins, jewelry, and more. Sam's Shooters Emporium on McCulloch Boulevard just down from Acoma, Lake Havasu's Main Street.
We are back. Speak Out 2.0 live from the Laughlin Mall. I'm Larry Tuenforce, your host each day. And each weekday, the show is brought to you by Perkins Family Restaurant, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Barron's Pest Solutions, Martin Swanee Hyundai and Kingman, Gene Jeffrey Salon and Day Spa and the Riverside Casino on the second floor, Legacy Rehab and Care Center up on Silver Creek Road in Bullhead, and Atco Transmission and Auto Repair right behind Hobby Lobby. And now in the studio, we got Lori and Ken left, and Lori came back, but it's a different Lori. This is Lori Viles, Public Information Officer and Public Education Specialist with the Bullhead City Fire Department.
Hi, hello.
That's so easy to say, you know, Public Information Officer, you know.
It kind of just runs together.
I don't know why, you know, just 18 years it was mine, so I guess I can just always say Public Information Officer, Public Education Specialist,
mm-hmm.
which means you're busy because you wear two hats.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And school's getting ready to start, so you know what that means. We're getting ready to get back into the schools.
Well, and some of our schools in Bullhead start on Thursday, some mm-hmm. of them start Friday, some of them start Monday, and, you know, we're a countywide radio station, so all the schools are going to start.
Right.
What are some of the safety tips that the fire department puts out?
We kind of follow along suit with the police department
right.
of the safety tips that we're given out. But another thing that, one of the things that we want to make sure that people are aware of, it's not just the little ones that need the safety tips,
right.
but we also have, you know, high schoolers that are going back and they're first time drivers.
Yeah.
And we need to just, you know, make sure that we're aware of that and also putting down those, cell phones, you
right.
know, those electrical devices that we all need to be aware of, put them down and just be aware of what's going on around us.
Yeah, because they often say that, you know, that text could cost you big time,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it, was it so important that it couldn't wait?
Right.
You know, and so if you're driving in Bullhead, you're not going anywhere that's longer than 20 minutes. I mean, I don't
yeah.
care if you're driving from Culver's all the way up to Punta de Vista. You can get there in less than 20 minutes. So
right,
if
exactly.
you get a text, you really can return it to
in
somebody.
In a short amount of time.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah. And it can wait. It only takes, you know, a second.
Exactly.
Or
oh,
something
I know.
Tragic to happen. So we really try to push that message, even with the little ones, you know, reminding
yeah.
their parents that, you
yeah.
know, put your phone down.
Well, you know, when you're talking about the cell phone, I said to somebody recently, this, you know, this idea of kids dying in the back seat, in
mm-hmm.
the car seat.
Yeah.
You know, if you put your child in a car seat and then you put your cell phone right underneath them,
mm-hmm.
number one, you can't answer it. You can't use it while you're driving,
good
which
point.
Is a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
And number two, you're going to miss that as soon as you close your door and you realize you don't have it.
Right.
So you're never going to forget your child in the car.
Mm-hmm.
I can't conceive of forgetting your child in a car, but I guess it does happen. And
yeah.
in some places it's an accident, but how, I mean, we're like 113 out there today. How
mm-hmm.
fast does it get? How hot inside a car?
It only takes minutes, you know, for them to become overheated, for any of us to become overheated. So it's something that we really need to be aware of. It does happen, unfortunately, with the busy schedules that we hold, and we just get distracted again with those cell phones and get caught up in what we're doing. And so that's a great suggestion that you had, you know, well, place it underneath your child.
It's an idea, so.
Yeah.
If it works, so. Now, you are also gearing up for school because as a public education specialist, you're in, what, every classroom in Bullhead?
So not every classroom. We really hit preschool through fourth grade, and then we're kind of doing something new this year because with the rebanding, the fifth and sixth graders are now at the middle school.
Right.
So we're going to start a new program with them this year, and it's going to follow suit with the Fire Prevention Week. So we're going to have a safety coloring contest.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so we're excited about that. The theme this year for the NFPA, for Fire Prevention Week, is Not Every Hero Wears a Cape, Plan and Practice Your Escape. So we want to encourage them to design something. We're going to pick one winner from fifth grade, one from sixth grade, and it's the entire city of Bullhead. It's not just the middle school. So all of the fifth graders and sixth graders that want to participate can join in, and then we'll pick the winners, and the winner's artwork will be displayed on our vehicles. We'll be on the community risk reduction vehicles.
Wow.
Yeah, so we're excited about that.
That's cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you could color something, and if it wins, it goes on a vehicle.
Yeah.
That's, wow.
Yeah, so they can display it throughout our community. Yeah. So we're excited about that. We hope we get a lot of the fifth and sixth graders to volunteer to participate in the program.
Yeah. And then, you know, of course, the fire board meetings are staying in the city, right?
Yes, they are.
Okay. So then you could always display it there, and it goes on TV4, and everybody gets to see, you know. And so,
Right. Yeah,
you can announce the winner and give them...
Yeah, just like we do with the bike rodeo. You know, we have the second grader, they win, and they get in the paper, and it, and they, you know, are really excited about doing that.
Good.
So we hope the older ones are, too.
Good.
Yeah.
So when you talk about these different grade levels, what are some of the programs that you teach to these young kids?
Well, beginning at the right out of the gate in August, we go in and we talk to the preschoolers and kindergartners about the fire drills. Something new to them. They've not been in school before.
That's right.
And,
they don't have a clue.
Nope. And when they hear those alarms go off,
it's
a little frightening.
Yeah.
So we go in and talk to them and make sure that they know what it's all about and what to do so that they can be safe when it does happen.
Okay.
So that's something that we touch on first. Then we move into, again, with the preschoolers, we go back. The Arizona Burn Foundation has a new program called Milo and Moxie.
All right.
And it talks about things that are hot and things that are not and safe. So we use that program with the preschoolers.
Because I know, like, I have my five-year-old grandson with us right now. He starts kindergarten next week at Young Scholars. But all the time, he's helping his mom in the kitchen. He gets his little stool and brings it in there. And so they do need to understand what a hot surface is, what a hot pot is, and stuff.
Right, absolutely. So,
yeah.
Yeah. So that's one of the ways we can go in and make sure that they're aware of that, getting those messages to them.
So that's preschool. And then what about, like, kindergarten and first grade? Are you in there, too?
So for first grade, we go into, we talk about a program called Be Cool About Fire Safety. Gives a lot of reviewing. Each year is a lot of reviewing and building.
Okay.
As you know, the kids learn with repetition.
Oh, yeah.
So that's something that we do with our program. And then we also go back and talk to first graders in January, and we'll do 911 education with them.
Ah.
And we bring in one of the dispatchers if they can come with us, and they use the simulator that they have. And they all get to practice calling 911. And one of the biggest things that we find every year is the majority of them do not know their address.
Yeah.
So we really try to make sure that we push that, you know, make sure you know your address. And nowadays, using cell phones, you know.
Right.
They don't have landlines where their address is going to pop up. So.
Right.
So how to use a cell phone and how to make a call on a cell phone if they were needing to call.
Okay.
And their address.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
So that's for first graders.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do with second?
Second grade, we go in and we have another program called Safety Smart About Fire. And again, it builds the messages, and it also reviews messages.
Right.
Because
by now they know their address.
Definitely. We hope they know their address by then. And then We do second grade in, I believe it's February. We do bike safety, which we'll build into the bike rodeo.
Okay.
And we go in and talk to them about bicycle safety and about helmet safety, why it's so important that they are wearing their helmets.
Yeah.
You know, and just talk to them a little bit about how important their brain is and to protect it and why we wear our helmet. So, and then we have a contest with the second graders.
Right. Do you know when the bike rodeo is yet?
We are working on a date right now. It will be in March.
March?
Most likely in March.
Okay.
But we actually have a couple of dates, but I can't give you one right now because we're still trying to pin it down.
The 28th is not available.
Okay, and that was one of the dates that was in question.
Because I got a text from Ms. Duggins this morning. I said, nope, 28th is mine.
Okay. We know you have
Unless you want to do it there, but, I mean, it's been so successful at Walmart.
Right, yeah, they've been a great partner.
Yeah, and that goes all the way back to Jeff Tipton days when he was the store manager up there, and we said, hey, can we do a bike rodeo here? And he goes, yeah, sure.
Yeah, they've got the space. It's great. Yeah. It works out fantastic.
But last year, you kind of got delayed because they were busy remodeling the store, and they had all those containers out there. We did.
We got pushed back a little bit. I think it was in April.
Well,
but it worked out. It was great. Yeah. We had a great turnout still. So
you can always be flexible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's now, do you get into third grade, too?
We do. We go into third grade, and their lesson is a fun one. It's called Where There's Smoke, There's Science. So we get into a little bit of the science about fire with them. Again, you know, we build on the messages that they've already learned and give them a little more. So that's a fun one. And then we're also starting something new with the third grade this year. We were introduced to a program called Safety Town.
Oh.
And it comes out of Phoenix, out of Banner Children's Hospital.
Okay.
And what they do is they bring in a town. It's a little mobile town that they set up. And looks like we're going to possibly be able to use the Anderson Fieldhouse to do this. So we're really excited about it. And they will set up the little town. And it has about 10 stations of safety, poison control. It has home safety. It has water safety, all different kinds of safety messages for the children. And the professionals will come in, hopefully, and help us teach those to the children.
Right.
And they rotate through the little booths.
Okay.
And
so when are you looking at doing that?
We're going to hopefully be doing that April 27th through the 29th.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so we're really excited
Fantastic.
To bring that program for
That'll
them.
That'll be great.
Yeah.
And then you have... And a lot of listeners are going to be shocked, but you have clowns and puppets.
We do.
Mm-hmm. And where you use characterization to teach large audiences.
Yes.
And you bring them into the gymnasiums. When do you do that?
So we do those shows in October.
Right.
For fire prevention week. And, it's a whole week of the shows. We hit every school, elementary school.
Right.
And the kids absolutely love it. And the way the messages are given to the children, they remember them and they hold on to them. When I go back into the schools, you know, they remind me.
Oh, yeah.
It is a way for them to really absorb the information that
so
we're given
them. So you've been doing this now 3 years?
Mm-hmm. Yes, 3 years.
So are the kids getting used to, there's Lori from the fire department?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Yeah, they are. I've been called Miss Barbie a couple of times.
Whoops.
But yes, they
are. A little short for that.
Yeah, so she's much taller than
I. Yeah. So I one time I was, the governor was at Mojave Community College, and Kathy Stubblefield was working there, and she called me and said, I need people to serve dinner or lunch for this big crowd. The governor's going to be speaking. And I said, okay. And so I said, I'll come serve. So there's a breezeway between the 600 building and the building next door, and they'd set all this food up out there. And as I was walking up there, this guy, he's probably 18, he says to me, the most recognizable adult face of my childhood. And I went, wow.
Hmm.
What a statement that is.
Yeah,
you know,
it is.
Because they see you year after year after year after year. And they're not seeing you year after year after year after year.
Yeah.
And so someone's going to tell you that. And then you wait till you 10 years down the road or so, and you drive through Del Taco to get an order, and somebody goes, I remember you. And you're in your personal vehicle on your own time, not in uniform, and some guy goes, I remember you. You took me to that trailer. You know? And you go, oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, our kindergarten trailer.
Right.
Yep, that is another big one that we do at the end of the year with the kindergartners.
Right.
They all get to come to the fire station for a field trip, and they go through the safety trailer.
And the trailer has 3 rooms?
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we put them all through the safety trailer, and they also get a tour of the fire station. And then one of the firefighters will come in, and he actually will gear up for the kids. And he lets them touch them and hear him breathe with his mask on.
Because for a kindergartner, a young child like that, if there was a fire in their house and that firefighter came in, he doesn't look very friendly.
Right, yeah.
Because he's got all that gear on and making that noise when they breathe through their apparatus.
Yeah.
So this is a way for them to see them in a lit room and not be afraid.
Yeah, we have him gear up all the way up, and he crawls around and they can feel him and hear him breathe. And we talk to them about, not being scared, not being afraid. If they were in an emergency situation, that a firefighter is always somebody that you can go to.
Exactly.
And then, then we have him take off everything and show them that,
just
it's the same guy.
Right.
Yeah. So it's a really good way to get that through to them that, he's there to help you.
The other thing that I think kids always remember is fifth grade water fights.
Ah, the fifth grade water fights. Yes, they do. Unfortunately, we had to do a little bit of moving around with that because of the rebanding. So that's a little change in the schedule this year. Last year, we had to skip because we had the fifth graders go up to the middle school. This year, it's actually going to be the sixth grade that gets to join in that before they move on to their junior high.
Right,
We're excited to bring that back.
Perfect.
Yeah, because the kids always love that.
Yeah, I know. Well, I always thought it was interesting because they always would team up with other kids they didn't know because you split them all up into teams.
Yeah, kind of group them up.
And now they've got to put hoses together and they've got to work together as a team and they don't even know each other.
Right.
And so it's always fun to watch that happen.
Yes, I think, it is.
And the same with the water squirt when they're squirting the barrel and everybody wants to be on the nozzle. But there's a lot of pressure when you're on the nozzle. so all of a sudden some kids go, I don't want to be on the nozzle. I'll just be back here at the back of the hose.
Yeah, they definitely have to have teamwork to be successful. So and it shows them that, the fire service is teamwork.
Exactly. Now, how many of your classes do you give out homework for?
We give out, I don't really want to call it homework, but we give them information to take home, to go over with their parents, and maybe like a safety check sheet, look for their smoke alarms and test them, things like that. And we encourage them, if they bring them back with a parent signature, then we leave them with some type of little treat that they'll get in return from their teacher.
Oh, okay.
We try to leave them something fun. They like the color-changing pencils and, things like that. So that encourages them to bring them back.
Good. So they get a reward when they bring them back.
Absolutely, yeah. Perfect. Yeah, and with that parent signature, it kind of ensures that, yes, they did go over it with their child because it is so important.
Well, and I always found it's interesting that we're teaching these kids about smoke alarms and how to push them on the first of the month and test your smoke alarms. But in reality, it's not their job. It's their parents' job.
Mm-hmm.
And so by having the parents sign that stuff, hopefully they've read it. And
Right.
And so you're trying to reach the kids and the parents.
Yeah, yeah. And we try to encourage the kids to do it with their parents. Go around and look up in your bedroom and make sure you have a smoke alarm in there. And if you don't, this is what we want you to do. And every year we'll have a couple of parents call and say, you were in my daughter's class and I'm not sure if my smoke alarms are in the right spot or if they're working correctly. So that's something we encourage them to
do. Well, and just a month ago I had a fire 2 doors down from me and he didn't have working smoke detectors and something fell during the fire and that's what woke him up.
Yeah.
And he got out,
but
he was lucky.
Very lucky. Yeah.
That fire vented through the roof real quick. And he was very fortunate that he could get out.
Yeah, absolutely. So, those alarms, they will save your life.
Yeah. And they're only good for about 10 years.
Yeah, actually.
After
they
that, it's time to replace them.
Yeah, they have a 10-year lifespan. Yeah. A lot of the new ones now have the sealed lithium battery in there, so you don't even have to change the battery. It has a date on it. Turn it over. You can see when it'll expire.
Okay.
You do need to test it because, of course, things sometimes...
They're plastic.
They might not last the entire 10 years.
Plastics break. They don't last forever.
So definitely have to test it, but those are nice when you don't have to take the battery in and out.
And then if somebody needed help testing them, if they have a cathedral ceiling or something, mm-hmm. they can call you guys?
Yeah, so they can give us a call, and we have a fantastic CERT team.
Ah.
So they will, you know, if we get a few, we go out every Thursday. Actually, they try to go out every Thursday.
Okay.
And if somebody needs some new alarms, or they need batteries, or they just need some assistance, we don't want you climbing up on the ladders,
exactly.
falling off, getting injured.
Yeah.
That's a great way to go. They'll come out and take care of you. So we're really Good. Fortunate to have them.
Good. Yeah, because a lot of seniors, they don't even want to get on a ladder.
And yeah, nor do we want them on
yeah.
the ladders. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah. So it's a win-win for everybody.
Who do they call? What number do they call?
So they can give us a call at 928-758-3971, and we'll get you taken care of.
Okay.
Yeah, just let us
Very
know.
Very good. I like it. I like it.
Yeah.
So now you're in schools almost every day for the whole next year?
It's not every day.
Pretty close, though, with all those classes.
Yeah, yeah, we're in and out quite a bit.
Yeah.
And then, you know, with the clown shows and the preparation.
Yeah.
And then we do get involved with National Night Out and Walk Away from Drugs.
And then your fair.
And then we have our Fire Prevention Fair, which
yeah.
is October 12th.
October 12th.
At
okay.
the community park. So we're excited about that.
How many booths?
We will probably have between 18 and 20.
Okay.
Yeah, so
All right.
We're working on getting that filled right now, and it takes a lot of preparation, as you know,
oh, yeah.
to get that in order. But, yes, we're excited for that. So October 12th, that'll be from 9 to 1 at the community park. And then one of the other things I wanted to hopefully chat about
sure.
just for a moment before I go, I wanted to make sure that the community knows we're doing another life jacket exchange.
Okay, when's
event.
That?
It's going to be this Saturday.
This Saturday?
This Saturday from
All right.
9 to 11.
Okay.
And it'll be at Station 2.
All right. The third?
The third.
Right.
Mm-hmm, which is at 1230 Highway 95.
Right. 9 to 11.
9 to 11.
Okay. I'm going to write that on my community calendar here.
Okay.
Okay, so and for the exchange, you don't bring one of those old little orange ones that you throw around your neck and expect to walk away with one that wraps all the way around you.
Right, right. Unfortunately, we're not accepting those.
Yeah.
It does have to be like a Type 3 life jacket. You know, if it's torn up and ripped, we don't care. We want you to have a new one
right.
that's in proper working order. Or if you need to size up, or if you need to size down,
oh, okay.
You can All do right. that as well. We are kind of limited on our supply. The Arizona Game and Fish gives us the jackets.
Right.
So, you know, they asked if we wanted to do a second event, and we said, absolutely,
yeah.
we need it in our area. We want to get the jackets out there and see everybody wearing them.
Good, good. So one thing we didn't talk about was what you do in February at the Chamber of Commerce.
Ah, yes. So our characterization conference.
Right.
Yeah, so that's an amazing event. we have partners from all over the United States
right.
come in, and it's a characterization conference that goes on for the week. And it's like no other conference around because it's teaching the art of characterization. If you want to learn how to push some of these messages out, in a way that the children will grab onto in a different way. If you want to become a puppet or if you want to bring a clowning troupe to your department, this is a fantastic way to
oh,
do
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
The kids really love it, and
oh,
it's
yeah.
a lot of fun. It really is.
Good, good. So that's in February.
It is. Yeah. I believe, actually, the date, I don't have them with me right now, but it's the end of January,
oh, okay.
I believe. Yeah.
yeah. yeah.
So it's a fantastic
it's
event.
It's like 25 years or something. Mm,
I think it might even be more than that.
Yeah, it could be.
Yeah.
Could be.
Yeah.
All started with Polly Elson, who was like the first educator with Bullhead Fire.
Mm-hmm.
And then a couple guys with Phoenix Fire, Ray and Larry.
Yeah.
That started. The three of them met somewhere.
Okay.
And they were doing clowning, and she was doing puppetry, and the next thing you know, they, you know, like educators, they share everything.
Yeah.
And next thing you know, they put on a conference.
Yeah, you know, yeah. I mean, some of the ways that they're so creative, it's
oh,
almost
yeah.
magical the way they can get these.
Well, and I always what I always liked about it was watching other departments come and put their show on for you.
Mm-hmm.
Because then you go, okay, I'm stealing this. I'm stealing
Absolutely.
This.
And that's what it's
yeah,
for. You
exactly.
know, just share, because
yeah.
That's how we learn. That's how we grow. And, you know, if it's working for one department,
that's
it's
right.
most likely going to work for yours,
yeah,
too.
Or you steal part of it and modify it so it fits your department. And
yeah, absolutely.
Great. Mm-hmm. So if people have questions or they maybe someone's got a Boy Scout troop and they'd like to have you come and talk to them, how do they mm-hmm. get a hold of you? Same number?
Yeah, same number. Yep. Just give us a call, and my extension is 4225.
Okay.
Or you can just ask for Lori. And
yeah, you're the only Lori,
but
huh?
Yeah, I'm the only Lori, so definitely get a hold of me, and we'll get something arranged for you.
Fantastic. Have we caught everything? No. Don't wreck your weekend.
Yes. Kind of goes in line with our life jacket
right.
exchange here.
But Bullhead Fire is a part of that.
Absolutely, yeah.
And the city and the police department.
And the hospital.
And the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And
a warm seat.
Yeah, warm seat. Stay right, no brakes, keep your distance.
Absolutely.
Right.
We want everybody to be safe out there. You know, enjoy our waterways, but
yeah.
be safe.
Do it the safe way.
Absolutely.
And I just saw in the paper today where they arrested somebody over the weekend for an OUI.
Mm.
And I have this little thing over here that says an OUI starts at $3,150.
Oh, my goodness.
And jail time.
Wow.
And
yeah.
the city, the police department put these up in all the rental agencies.
Yeah, they're fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so they're a nice little card there that tells everybody.
Yes.
You know, and I read that this morning, and I thought, wow, that lady's got a $3,000 ticket. Wow.
Yeah, I yeah. know.
Just it's, because they were having fun and a little too much fun.
Yeah, stay off the water and stay
yeah,
off the roadways.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Lori, thank you so much.
Yeah,
we'll
absolutely.
Do this again.
Okay, thanks for having me.
Okay.
All right.
Rejuvenate yourself this summer with Jean Jeffrey, the salon and day spa. The stress and dark circles all disappear at Jean Jeffrey's. Come renew your mind, body, and spirit with the Cactus Toning Body Wrap, custom massages, and Dr. Bob Orr facials, an exclusive service. The experienced and talented technicians are the pinnacle of professionals in the tri-state area. Let them show you what it really means to find relaxation, comfort, and peace. Jean Jeffrey, the salon and day spa, only at the Riverside Resort and Casino. Receive a free gift for mentioning this ad.
There's an epic summer clearance at Martin Swanee Hyundai. Today, get a beautiful brand new 2019 Santa Fe or Tucson with 0% interest and payments for 72 months. Pick your color, pick your interior, then picture your family in a brand new Hyundai SUV backed with America's best 100,000-mile warranty. Ask about extra rebates for retired military, first responders, and current Hyundai owners. See the selection at Martin Swanee Hyundai, Stockton Hill Road, Kingman, or see martinswanteehyundai.com.
Self-defense is a human right. It doesn't matter your age, your sex, your body build. It is your right to be able to defend yourself. Get prepared straight from the skilled, experienced, and documented qualified trainers of Kingman Force on Force. You'll find this to be the most unique self-defense training facility available for civilians. The goal of Kingman Force on Force is to empower law-abiding individuals to exercise their human right of self-defense with affordable, real-life self-defense and firearms courses. KingmanForceOnForce.com. That's KingmanForceOnForce.com.
Working in the medical field? It's the fastest growing profession in the tri-state. If you or someone you know is working in or starting a career in the medical field, trust the folks at Anything Medical to provide quality scrubs, shoes, and professional equipment, all at the very best prices available. And be sure to remind your patients to visit Anything Medical when prescribing orthopedic braces, shoes, wound supplies, respiratory aids and service, or any home medical equipment. Anything Medical, 2350 Miracle Mile Way in the Riverview Mall. Visit Anything Medical today.
Nasty bugs in your home or business? No fun. Barron Pest Solutions can solve your problem. Pet-friendly treatment that turns bugs, termites, spiders, and scorpions away from your home or business. The last thing you want is visitors or customers seeing something crawling across your floor. Call Barron Pest Solutions today. Bugs gone tomorrow. How simple is that? Call 758-5499. Barron Pest Solutions, solving your bug problems. Barron Pest Solutions, quality, experience, family.
You've seen the building on Silver Creek Road for years, but what do they do at the Legacy Rehab and Care Center? They offer physical, occupational, and speech therapy, and an expert nursing staff who will help you successfully transition home after a hospital stay. The Legacy is designed to help patients with skilled nursing needs in a home-like environment. Stop by and check them out. The Legacy Rehab and
The voice of the free, KNTR Talk 106.3, KJJJ Laughlin. HD2.